Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
Amazing guy. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Girl, I'm bad, 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 bad. Amazing why.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Barbara Welkman being on the show again and again and again, as she has been now for more than 19 years. She's been hanging out with us. She's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. She is one of the world's experts on small business taxes. She wrote all the important books on the subject, including all the J.K. Lasser series books. J.K. Lasser's taxes, small business taxes, 2017, right, Barb? That's the new one?
That's the one that's out now, and we're working on 2018.
And so many others, folks. You got to just go to Amazon and type in Barbara Welkman's name, and you'll be overwhelmed with all the work that she's done. Barbara, let me be one of the first to say Happy Mother's Day.
Well, thank you very much.
It's coming up, and a grandmother too, and so we've been following your maternal progress over the years, and with all the children and the grandchildren. So in that spirit, you've been doing some writing and some thinking about that, haven't you, with work-life balance specifically, this
well,
segment.
That's true, because I've worked my entire life and raised children while I was doing it and had to consider the matter of work-life balance.
A single mom part of that time, too.
That is true. And the thing is, even if you're not a mom, you still have a work-life balance concern, because mm-hmm. all of us have interests and issues. We have family. We have personal pursuits that we want to spend time on. And mm-hmm. so there, we have to balance.
You mean a life? Is that called a life?
It's called a life. Now, many of us, like me, love working.
We love our work.
We love what we do, sure. But we have other interests, and we have to figure out how we can make everything work so we don't go nuts.
Right, exactly. Well, that's the whole thing, and that's the studies show, and I think you point this out in your piece here that you can find, by the way, folks. I'm sure you can find it at Barbara's website, barbarawelkman.com. And you point out in your piece here, you know, people are better employees. You're a better owner. You're a better founder, manager, CEO, if you have diverted some of your brain power, some of your energies, and released some of your anxieties on something outside of work.
Well, absolutely. And I think that if you can figure out how to enable your staff to have that work-life balance, it's a win-win for the company and for the workers.
I mean, do you recommend that business owners, managers of companies, if they, you recommend that they actually start sort of monitor that part of the relationship with employees, and if they see an employee who's not balancing too well, you know, God bless them, we love their dedication, their engagement. Maybe we say, look, Sue, you got to take your vacation.
Well, I think that we have to put the policies in place to make it so that they don't feel they're being punished if they have time off, that people are going to be looking over their shoulder and
right.
such. I think that's why some people don't want to take the time that they have. I'm not sure that we have to insist that they take the time that's available to them, because some people like to work.
Right. Well, and there are other things to do, though, right? I mean, some companies put in volunteer programs.
Exactly.
And they're company-based, and people get to leave the building and go do something worthwhile and increase the value system of the whole organization.
Well, that's one of the things that I love about small businesses, is that it's easy to try different programs. You don't have to go through levels and levels of approval. Just try something and see if it works in the business
right.
and works for the staff, and get feedback and critique what's going on and make things work.
Mm-hmm. No, there's no question about it. But I do think that one thing that's going to fix some of this for small businesses, the younger generation, the millennials, they're a little more tuned into their work-life balance than your generation and my generation, Barbara.
Definitely. I think they're
going to help us with this, don't you think?
Well, I think that there are a lot of things that are going to help. I mean, obviously technology helps because it's easier to work remotely and yet work in a team and collaborate from various locations. So that can be helpful to some people.
No question.
With their work-life
balance. It helps our operation a lot, the way we move around. You know, if we want to knock off early and work from home on another day, you know, it makes a difference. We can do that. Hey, Barbara, hang on to that thought. I'm going to take a quick break. Folks, we'll come back. Barbara wants to talk to us about the gender pay gap. Is it real? What does it look like? And we'll do that right after the break. 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.